Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota Brookhaven services all makes and models. That could be why we were voted best service department the past 2 years. Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota Brookhaven, we deliver.
Welcome in, everybody. Glad to see you on this Friday, and a good Friday for you Ole Miss fans out there. Not good Friday, but a good Friday for you. Your baseball team got SEC play started last night. We're the first team, as I joked on Twitter, in the SEC to hit a home run this year. So you have that to take home with you as well. But they get a win. 13-6 was the final over Auburn to start SEC play. There was some good, obviously, to take away from starting conference play with a win. Also some bad, some concerning as well. But all in all, a really good day. It's never easy to win on the road in conference play. Ole Miss, if I understand it correctly, has not won a series at Auburn in a pretty significant amount of time. So getting this game, especially with how they pitched it, quite important. Very important. Ole Miss got it. Good night, and we're here to talk about it. My name is Michael Borky. I am very glad that you guys are making whatever content of mine that you listen to part of your day. Your women's basketball team will play in the NCAA tournament today. So that's exciting. This will probably not get uploaded in time for you to like set a reminder, but you can probably get a TV, get a stream up, and watch it by the time you start listening to this. So there you go. They're playing South Dakota today in the NCAA tournament. So there you go. But we're here to talk about baseball, and I'm here to tell you, first of all, follow me on Twitter if you haven't already, just Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. Also on Facebook under the same name and YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't already. Find me there. I do some live streams. We'll occasionally upload a short, stuff like that. And the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you are in the market for office technology anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi, ABSMS.com is the website. They will service you. You tell them what you need in your office, anything that is office technology related. You tell them what you need, and you tell them your budget, and they will find a solution for you. If you tell them I sent you, you get a complimentary office technology assessment. So they'll tell you, they'll assess your office, give you a quote, and they'll do that all for free, absms.com. And also LB's. It's the best place in Mississippi to get your meat. It's right across from Kroger on University Avenue. Go by and see Greg. Tell him that I sent you. You can get one of their daily lunch specials, or anything for the grill, anything cooking with meat, sides as well. Some great advice on top of that. They're huge supporters of Ole Miss baseball. If you go to a game, you've seen it. They've also got some pretty sweet NIL deals for a couple of Ole Miss baseball players as well. LB's, again, LB's Meat just across from Kroger on University Avenue right there in Oxford. The weather is picking up. It looks amazing outside. And so you're probably going to be grilling. That's the place to get it started. So it's going to be a quick one today, obviously. It's just reacting to a baseball game last night. Ole Miss wins 13-6. They had 14 hits to score those 13 runs. Auburn also had five errors in the game. Five errors in the game for Auburn. But a win is a win is a win nonetheless. And it's important to start SEC play with a win like that. Jake Gonzalez had a couple of home runs last night. He moves up to the leadoff spot, scored three runs, had those two hits, obviously. Both of those were solo home runs. Chatney had three hits. Elko had a hit. Justin Bench had two. You got one from Dunhurst. You got two from Leatherwood. You got two from Burford, who's done a nice job at third base so far. Alderman had a hit as well in his five appearances. We'll start with the good. This is what you expected their offense to be. Now, Auburn's not a particularly great team. You will probably see better pitchers than this one, but the fact that this lineup, without Kevin Graham in it, and the team's best hitter, at least hottest hitter, not best hitter, the team's hottest hitter to start the season, also out with injury, and there's still not one break in this lineup. And yes, Auburn hurt themselves with five errors, but you still had 14 hits in the game. I mean, five errors doesn't change the fact that you had 14 hits in this game. This is the offense that you expected them to be the last couple of games going into this. They hadn't looked like it, but last night showed you exactly what their potential can be. top to bottom, there is not a single break in this order, and they are missing a veteran in Kevin Graham who is as reliable as you can get and the team's hottest hitter going into the season. This is just a dangerous, dangerous freaking lineup, man. They're just dangerous. 1 through 9, regardless of the configuration, this is what they are, and they showed you last night, and they mashed their way to a huge win to start SEC play. So that's good. Apparently, Kevin Graham's still a few weeks away, possibly another couple, if not 3 weeks away still. So seeing them mash like that was a really, really, really good sign. So they looked like how they were supposed to last night. So that was good to see. On the mound, I think, so you look at Gattis's stat line and you're not impressed. And you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be, mind you. This on Friday nights is going to get you beat a lot in this conference. I did like how after he got shelled a bit in the first couple of innings, he really did. I mean, 2 runs in the first, 2 runs in the second. Auburn squared him up, extra base hits, all that stuff. He settled in the third and put up a scoreless third. And then the 2 outs that he got in the fourth were with ease, and then Bianco pulled him. So he settled in and actually pitched okay after the first couple of innings, but he only made it 3 2/3, gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned, did strike out 6, but did walk a couple. The command wasn't there. He was missing over the plate, and he got shelled a little bit early, but he did battle back and fight back and showed you what he's capable of. The thing is, he's got to start games like that, because that's a couple of games in a row now where he didn't start sharply but ended sharply. He's got to find a way to make that his entire appearance. But there was some encouraging things in that third and fourth inning from him that made you think it's not a complete and total lost cause. You got nice outings from your bullpen. So after the 3 2/3, you got 5 1/3 and only gave up 2 runs in that, struck out 7 with the I never say it right, and I've heard it said 2 different ways. Is it DeLuca or DeLucia? Either way, you guys know who I'm talking about. I should know the answer to that. I don't, and it's stupid, I'm aware. But you know who I'm talking about. He was very good, just gave up a couple of runs in 3 1/3. Did give up 6 hits, but that's fine. I mean, that's absolutely fine with this offense coming out of your bullpen. That's all you really needed from him, and he delivered. And Mallett's was great, honestly, to end the game. I mean, 2 complete innings, just gave up 1 hit, struck out a couple. He was really good, really good. And that has to be a confidence-building outing for him. So on the mound, starting pitching still bothersome, still a question mark, but the bullpen continues to show you that there's some potential there. And we'll see what Mike Bianco does as the weekend moves forward. So that's the good. It's good that you get a win, obviously, because if this team is going to be what you think they are, what their potential is, you've got to stack wins, right? Because you want to be a national seed. You want to host that super regional. Every win in conference play matters. This is a big one to get started. Now you have a chance to take a series, possibly even sweep Auburn, to start SEC play. That's a big deal. The offense looked good. They looked like they were supposed to after the last 2 games going into the series not being very good. Bullpen also looked good. Still some concerns, though, aside from the starting pitching. Base running for Ole Miss is atrocious. I appreciate and respect being aggressive. I do. I love aggressive decisions. They cross that line into reckless far too often. Far too often. Twice last night, they ran themselves into the first out on third base. They took a Tim Elko double and tried to stretch it into a triple, and he got thrown out. And in the first inning, you made your first out trying to steal third. I appreciate the aggressiveness. There was also an instance where they actually gave up a run where they had runners on first and third with Elko up and 2 out, and they stole second, ball got away, run scored, so the result seems fine, but with Elko up, why are you possibly running into an out when you've got a guy with what, a 650 slugging percentage and a 430 on-base percentage, who has, what, six, seven home runs this year, whatever it is, without having the stats in front of me, at the plate, being willing to throw the third out when likely Auburn would just walk the bases loaded. I don't understand that, but that worked out. Running into the third out twice in a game is, it was reckless, and it shouldn't have happened. And this has kind of been what they've done all year long. They've been reckless on the base paths all year long. It's costing them outs. It's taking them out of innings. It directly cost them a run last night, the second time that Elko tried to stretch that double into a triple. So the second time it happened in the game, Dunhurst got a hit. And so that run would have scored without the risk. Instead, it didn't. And better teams are going to punish you for this. They are. So good hitting, questionable starting pitching again. We'll see if Diamond can do a little bit better today and through the weekend, if it's Doherty, if it's Elliott, whoever. Base running and defense, those are things that they have got to clean up. But here's a spin zone for you. Quite frankly, I think Ole Miss has kind of played like crap in those facets of the game. The offense has carried them. I think they have been bad with their starts on the mound, and you guys have heard me say that every week. I think they've been a bad defensive team, and they're a bad base running team. But here's the thing, or they've been a bad running team. But here's the thing about all that. I think they've played like crap in their 14-3. They've risen to the number one team in the country in their 14-3. I think they can play a hell of a lot better than they have. I think that they are better defensively than they've shown. I think they can figure some things out on the mound. And I think that they can stop running into the first out of an inning at third base. That is something that they can stop. They've played like crap in many facets of the game, and yet they're 14-3. They haven't come anywhere close to peaking. Not anywhere close to peaking. They can be and play much better than they have so far. And they're 14-3, and they're number one in the country, and they won their first SEC game by 7 runs. You want a positive spin? There's your positive spin. They have not played anywhere close to their capability, and yet they're in this position. That's got to feel pretty good. When you look at it like that, that's got to feel pretty good because they can play much better than this. I think they'll figure out how. And when they do, look out. This can be a hell of a baseball team. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Quick one, of course. I'll be back Sunday with a series recap. But in the meantime, enjoy your women's game today. And I'll talk to you guys again on Sunday. Y'all have a good weekend.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.